And we take you now from Florida. We take you to the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse right here on KREI. Good work in the studio by Jack Sadler. We're just into the Mineral Area College homecoming festivities now, and the Cardinals welcoming the State Fair Roadrunners. Chad Speaker here, Kevin Thurman just to my right, and a 5-3 lead early here for State Fair. 7:45 remaining here in the first quarter of play. Mac has a three from Laney Bell. That's all of their scoring for the Roadrunners. Two for Sahara Bamba and three free throws for Elston. And now an offensive rebound by Elston. Turns around, fires it up, missed it. And Mineral Area College with the basketball. And Mack now to Sideri over on that right wing. She plays just inside of the arc and drills the 17-footer. Georgia puts it in from 17, her first deuce, and we're tied at 7. Happy homecoming to you, Mr. Mineral Area College grad.
Yeah, how about this? This is a nice... The homecoming is always a great time here at the college, and we always have great crowds, and we've got another great crowd here. A lot of them in the red. This is the red-out game today.
Really nice crowd, and here's a three-pointer at the top of the key on the leg of Mason McWilliams. Natalia Lalich still limping a little bit. On a boot on the leg of Mason McWilliams. Natalia Lalich still limping a little bit. Does not have a boot, but for Mineral Area College, that's a lot of firepower gone. In fact, Mason McWilliams scored 18 the last time these two played. Lalich scored 11. That's 20. That's a crater of 29 points out of your lineup for the last time you played State Fair.
Yeah, even though the game really doesn't mean anything in the standings, this is a game they want to be able to show that they can play without those two.
And there's Holly Forbes. Holly slams her way inside, left low block. She can't hit that shot. Loose ball on the deck. Holmes up to Forbes. Forbes gets hammered on the shot. No call. Missed it. Got the rebound and finishes on the other side. Well, with the way the Mac ladies played at Ben Sins, they just want to get right again, Kevin.
Yeah.
There's the chance.
Yeah, this is the game they've got to, like you said, they need this game to kind of get themselves right as they look to go into the tournament on Thursday.
Here's a lob down underneath now, and this one won't be finished by Sahara Bamba, but she will go to the free throw line, and the foul goes on Holly Forbes. And Kevin, I know that we just joined, we're a couple minutes into this game, but we've seen Sahara Bamba post really strong three times on the offensive side for the Powder Blue out there.
Yeah, and she's posting strong against Holly Forbes, and Holly's really important, especially with two of your main starters out of this game. So they really need Holly in this game, and unfortunately right there, Holly picked up her first foul, so got to kind of watch, keep her out of foul trouble, and with her posting up like that, that's going to be tough on Holly.
There's a free throw in by Bamba right there. She averages 6.2, Holly Forbes 15.5. We do expect Holly to get the better of that matchup. If Bamba can play Forbes even up, State Fair is in pretty good shape. The Roadrunners 7-15 on the year, 3-6 in Region 16. Well, these two met earlier on this year, back on January 26th, and Mac really had no problem on the road. 76-48, really one of the best performances we've seen out of these ladies. Here's Forbes, mid-post, right side, plays the left elbow, wide-open jumper for Holmes. String music for Caitlin Holmes. And a 10-9 lead for the visitors from State Fair. Roadrunner basketball. Jasmine Williams at the head of the circle. She's guarded by Sideri. A bouncer to the right wing, White. Lobbing underneath now, and a reverse layup that will not fall for Daylon Tate. Daylon showed some good athleticism right there, just couldn't finish it. And Mack now, secondary break. Holly Forbes, how'd she get through that double team? She's not that small.
Yeah, I don't know how she did it. You're right. She was double teamed and kind of squeezed right through the middle, made a big long dribble, and made a long move from about the free throw line to get to the basket on a dribble. Nice job.
Forbes went sideways and somehow got through just a little sliver of daylight and then squared the shoulders for the hoop, and it's an 11-10 lead for Mineral Area College. We're at the 5-minute mark of this first quarter, so halfway through. And another weird, Nakoya White is cornering the market on weird-looking shots that are going in.
Yeah, that one just bounced straight up in the air, and you think, oh, that's not going to go in, and somehow turn around and bounce right back in.
She hit a three. She was 2 for 22 for three, and then she hits a weird leaning 18-footer, a 36% shooter on the year, but that one goes down, and a 12-11 lead for State Fair. Bell gets it left elbow, shovel to feet, and the Roadrunners will have it back. Kevin Booker's team, in my estimation, is usually stronger than their record because they play a lot of strong teams on the Kansas side and the Kansas City area. They really challenge themselves, but 7-15 this year, they're probably reflective of what their record is this year anyway. They just don't shoot the ball very well.
Yeah, and that's their problem. They do a good job of forcing turnovers. They get in your face. They have an up-paced game, but shooting the ball has kind of been their downfall this year.
We'll keep it right here during this timeout as we just joined you on the other side of a Missouri basketball game. The Tigers were up 11 with 11 left, and they couldn't put the nail in it in Florida. The Gators beat them 64-60 on KREI, and Mizzou now falling to 12-14. But the State Fair Roadrunners, they're 7-15 on the year. The Mineral Area College Cardinals, 20-7. Kevin, it's just what you said. This game doesn't have any bearing at all on where the team, the Mineral Area College, will be slotted for the tournament. They're the 2 seed. They're going to go into that tournament straight to the semifinals next Friday in Jefferson City. But for MAC, they beat Vincennes here by 23 points earlier in the year. They lost on the road to Vincennes, 84-48. Coach Cuck was not happy. I don't think anybody was happy. And they just want to come and show up and get right and play good basketball going into it.
You're exactly right. That was a game that really didn't mean anything either, but they didn't expect to play that badly. And that's probably their worst game they played all year against a team they beat pretty soundly earlier in the year. Now, Vincennes is a good team, and that was a great victory for them early in the year, but they still, this game's going to help get them right.
And in fairness to Mac, McWilliams and Lalich did not play, two starters, but that's the same thing you have here today, and you never know. You have to be able to rely on any player that enters the game for you, and that's what Coach talked about a little bit, too, as we talked to him before the ball game. He says, hey, you got to be ready to go no matter what.
Yeah, and they expect to get, hopefully, both of them back. Lalich is kind of battling kind of a knee issue, and then McWilliams has a sprained ankle that's kind of black and blue and doesn't look very good, so she's still tenderly walking, so we may not have McWilliams, not sure.
They do have another 6 days. That's the good news.
That's right.
Homecoming here at MAC, Mineral Area College, down by a point here to State Fair, 12-11. This is Holly Forbes, mid-post, right side, spins the 360, shoots it over the top of everything, air-mailed that one. White has the backside rebound. White going coast-to-coast, plays with the left hand, misses the shot, long rebound, and White touched it last and then tapped it out of bounds. So MAC looking to take the lead right here as Ree Papa checks in off the bench. Rion Papa, 5'10 freshman, out of Auckland, New Zealand. Been fun to watch this year. So Papa in, Holmes out. Let's set the lineup for you. No, Holmes will stay, I beg your pardon. And the lineup will be Williams, Holmes, Bell, Papa, and Forbes. The five on the floor for Mineral Area College. Right wing, this is Bell with the basketball. Holmes curling from the high post left side down to the low post right side. Can't find her. They'll skip past the left elbow for Forbes. Williams rolls off of it. Now to the right wing. It's Holmes with the basketball. Back to Holly at the free throw line. She faces up. Plays low. Holmes spins. Fires. Got it. That's a nice game right there.
Yeah, it was a great pass by Forbes at the high post to Caitlin on the low post, who had the seal and had made a great seal and was able to get the shot.
The seal and the spin right there. Banks it in the bucket right off that window, and Mac on top, 13-12. Down to the right corner, this is Mesidor. She looks to enter it, and Ree Papa picks it off. Farrah Mesidor in the ballgame for the first time, 5'8 sophomore from Kissimmee, Florida. 13-12, Mineral Area College leads with the basketball. This is Lainey Bell on the left wing. Looks to the free throw line, that's for Holmes. She plays high to mid, that's to Forbes, the right side of the lane. A bouncer right back, left elbow extended for Holmes, airballed it. And the short ball taken by Tate. Tate finds her guard. That's White, and White calls out the play. You've got White, Tate, Williams on the floor over to the right wing. That's Elston in the ball game as well. She'll receive the basketball at the head of the circle. Thought about the three. Goes to the left wing. That's Williams. Williams back to the top for Elston. Elston guarded by Williams for Mac, and Holmes rips her off. Caitlin driving it one-on-one, gets to her right hand, and now a Euro step. Count the bucket, and she's fouled. And Caitlin Holmes going to the free throw line with a smile on her face.
I tell you, that's a great move and a great start to this game. Caitlin's had some up-and-down moments in the last couple games, but that one was a great. She's off to a super start. What a steal, what a move, what a Euro step she made to finish that.
I love the defense and the offense. To me, that says complete player.
Yes, exactly right.
And Caitlin trying to finish it at the free throw line. The foul goes on Elston, her first. Holmes hasn't lit the world on fire from the free throw line this year, 56%. But Caitlin's already eclipsed her season's average today. She averages 5.6, and she's got 6 points now, and now make it 7, and good work, Caitlin. And a lead now 4-4, Max, 16-12. 2 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in our first half. Top of the key, this is White. White plays right wing. Elston, they enter it once again to Bamba. Bamba goes over the top of Papa that time. And diving out of bounds is Caitlin Holmes. And she says, hey, I like that I got pushed that time because we get the ball back.
Yeah, she continues her great play in this game.
Foul goes on White. Good work by Caitlin. Caitlin, the Central grad, just came over from Class 4, District 2. Those games on J98. Congratulations to the DeSoto boys. Down 13 in their first half game against St. Genevieve. They come back to win, and Potosi goes wire to wire against Farmington and wins on the girls' side. Bell Fires one up from three, missed it. Papa has the rebound down to the left corner. That's Williams. Williams driving in. Tremendous body control. Squared the shoulders and banked it in. And Kiana's got her first two, and Mineral Area College has its largest lead now of 6 points, 18-12, 1:35 remaining in the first quarter of play. Top of the key, White. White two-handed chest pass, right wing Elston. A lob down underneath there for Tate. Tate working on Forbes. Forbes sends her back outside. Tate retreats, turns, fires, got it to go. And White shirts, creating a picket fence for the rebound, and Bamba goes over the back for the foul.
That was a great job, a box out by Papa, who helped get that foul because Bamba was trying to go in, and Papa just backed right into her and backed her out and drew that foul. Nice job, Rian Papa.
1:23 remaining in the first half, or first quarter, I beg your pardon. Over to the right wing, this is Williams. Stop and go drive, pulls it back out, goes to the left hand, wraps around for Bell, head of the circle, now to the left wing. Papa's outside of the arc, drives it with the left hand, gets it deep, but lost the dribble. Lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, she was making a great move, just kind of mishandled the ball as it went right out of bounds.
State Fair works with it. Rihanna Lawson checks in for the first time. 5'8 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. Played her high school ball at Shawnee Mission West. White controls the dribble here, stops it, hands it off for Elston. They'll curl it around to S. Brand on the right wing. And once again, Bamba posting hard, but redoing a good job defensively. White plays the left wing. S. Brand squares for three. Oh, she banked it in. Monique S. Brand, she leads them in three-point shooting on the year at 38%. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I can guarantee that was not meant to be banked in. That was from a weird angle and everything. It just touched the glass and went in.
That's the third screwy shot that they've hit in this ballgame. But Max still leads by three. 18-15, 28 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Head of the circle, Williams. Williams driving it, pushes it down to the left corner for Bell. Now they find Forbes. Forbes, pump pick, and drives inside and puts it off the window with the left hand. The shot fake, Kevin.
It was great, and also a nice job with the left hand. We've really been seeing that out of her lately. She's been utilizing that left a lot more. That made a nice layup there with the left.
She sure has been nice with that lefty. And here's the ball with 5 seconds left. Elston plays it over to the right wing. S. Brand for three. Air mailed it. And Mineral Area College will take a 5-point lead into the second quarter of play. We'll step aside for a minute right here on Supertalk 800 KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait. You also get the free, that's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353 and see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Well, we say happy homecoming to all the Mineral Area College grads out there, many of which are right here in the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. Really nice crowd on this homecoming Saturday as State Fair comes to Park Hills. At the end of one, Mineral Area College leads by 5:20-15. We saw probably one of the Mineral Area College's best games, Kevin, on the road in this matchup. 25-8 they led after the first quarter. 49-26 at halftime. They just blistered the State Fair team on the road in that one. And State Fair has the basketball as we start the second quarter of play. Now at the top of the key is White. White pushes it over the left wing for S. Brand. S. Brand plays to the top of the key for Elston. Elston now back over to the left wing. S. Brand tries another three. She's shot a three-pointer in three straight possessions for her team. We're going to catch Bell backing up.
I guess it was a
good box out.
Yeah, it looked like a good box out to me, but they're calling her. I guess she's being too aggressive on the box out, which I'm okay with as a coach. You know, you appreciate the effort. I tell you what, they're doing a good job. In fact, in the first quarter, they're out rebounding State Fair 12-5.
Oh, wow. Domination on the boards. Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. And here's a hook shot right baseline and a good-looking one by Sahara Bamba. 6 points for Bamba here in the first half. She averages 6.2 on the year. Top of the key, Williams plays catch with Papa. They go over to the left wing. That's for Sedari. They run five out in this alignment. Now they'll run Papa to the free throw line in the high post. Sedari squares for three. That one rattled in and out, halfway down. Tate pops it back up to grab the rebounds and hands it off for White. Back to the right wing. That's Tate. Crossover dribble by Tate. Nowhere to go, though. Skips it over to Esbrand. Now to the left corner, Elston. Elston entering it underneath for Bamba. And now a drive right of the lane. Thought some steps. They don't agree, but Tate misses the runner. And Mack clears the rebound and pushing it the other way. Williams bounces it to Holmes. Secondary break, a lob to Forbes. Forbes backing down and powering it in. Holly Forbes with 8 points. Hopefully this won't be the last game of the year here at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. The winner of Region 16 will host in a district playoff game with a chance to go to the national tournament in Lubbock, Texas. Top of the key, Roadrunners. That's White handing it off for Elston. Now over to the left wing, Esbrand. Esbrand with a right hand goes to the left now, driving on Sedari. Georgia stays in front of her, fires it to the free throw line. White pops it in. I'm going to quit making fun of her jump shot because she's hit three in a row.
Yeah, and that one was a pretty looking shot there.
22-19. Mineral Area College leads by three. We're at the 8:05 mark here of this first half of play. Left wing rolling down the left side of the lane is Papa. Papa curls it to Sedari, leaning just to her left. A tough shot, and she just missed it from 14 feet. 7:50 remaining in the first half. A one possession ball game. Mack by three, 22-19. Top of the key, this is White with it. And White has 7 points here in this first half. Averages 10.2. Skip pass, that's over to White on the left wing. She lobs it down to the left corner for Tate. And Tate gets an underneath turnaround jumper. Bamba missed it. Papa reaches out that right arm and grabs the rebound to Williams. Williams fires to Holmes. Holmes, Euro step runner over two defenders. Looked like a Harlem Globetrotters yeah. play. What a shot by Kaylin, and she's got nine.
Yeah, I thought she was going up a little too early in her her Euro step there, but she did a nice little floater from about 10 feet out.
She said, Thurman, wait and see.
Right.
Top of the key, this is Esbrand now. Esbrand, that was a good-looking shot. Here's Esbrand over on that left wing, outside of the arc, steps inside, works to the top for Elston, open three, missed it. Holly Forbes races underneath the basket for the rebound. The Roadrunners shoot only 29% from three-point range on the year, but right now they're kind of settling for free as Sedari drives through, goes to the left hand, and finishes off the window. Georgia Sedari with 4 points. It's a seven-point advantage for Mineral Area College, 26-19. And Kevin Bucher does not like how his team is just watching the Mineral Area College offensive players drive to the hole. 6:43 remaining in the first half. And we're back on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, serving the area since 1965.
The Hagen team are professional members of the National Association of Realtors and live by a strict code of ethics. Our first obligation is to you, our client. We provide knowledge, guidance, and update experiences focusing on the issues that's most important to you. For your real estate agent, please contact Glenn Hagen and Mary Hagen for your buying or selling experience today.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
.643 remaining in the first half for timeout. Brought to you right there by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. The State Fair Roadrunners with a basketball. Mineral Area College with a 7-point advantage. A lob underneath now. Tate catches. Steps outside. Fires to Esbrand. Head of the circle three. The three won't go. Papa scraps the rebound away for Williams. Williams on the trot now. She's got a 2-on-5 and says, maybe I'll wait for numbers now. Lobs it down underneath. The ball deflected out of bounds and State Fair touched it last. Tate touched it out, and Mineral Area College will have the basketball. Good decision-making there by Williams. Of course, we're used to that.
Right, yeah, she's such a steady presence out there on the court, and she's a great point guard.
Kiana Williams, 6-point average for her, 4.6 rebounds, leads the team at three assists. She leads the team actually in steals and block shots as the point guard. Lob underneath for Papa. Left low block extended. Push pass to Holmes. Holmes right baseline. She's got the jumper working, and Kiana Williams knows it.
Right. I keep feeding her. She's hot. She's in the zone.
Holmes with 11 first half points. And, well, 15 minutes in, she's our player of the game so far. Great start for Kaylin Holmes out of Central High School. 5:50 remaining in the first half, and 28-19. Middle Area College leads it by 9. Top of the key jumper, and Nakia White hits another one. She's got points number 8 and 9. 28-21, Middle Area College by 7. 2-3 zone being played by State Fair. Left wing pass for Sedari. Sedari looks for the skip, not available, so bounces back up top to Williams. Back to Sedari in the short corner. There's Forbes down on the left baseline. Forbes with nowhere to pass the ball. Just slams her way inside and gets caught for the offensive foul. They didn't blow the whistle. I thought maybe she got away with it.
Yeah, that's going to be her second. Boy, she made a great move, got to the basket, scored, but that was a little overly aggressive move, and that was probably the right call in calling the offensive foul.
Defending Holly, Kevin, if I feel her coming, I'm going down.
Yeah,
because I'm not stopping her.
I've thought of that in the past too. That if I'm setting up a game plan against her, you've got to do that. And that was a good fall down there. And
28-21, Max still by 7. They enter it low. That's for Tate. Tate attacks Papa, goes from the right side of the bucket to the left side, uses the right hand and tries to spin it in off the window, off at the reverse. Doesn't get to go. Mack with a rebound. Williams fires to Sedari, left the lane. She's outside of the arc, down to the left corner for Williams. Back to Sedari on the wing. Papa says, you could pass it to me. They don't, though. And now a drive by Holmes, a bouncer to the right corner. Here's Forbes with the basketball to Papa. Papa, right low block, drives to the middle, hops it up, and hooks it up and misses that one. Esbrand trying to come out of the pack with the basketball. Gets it over to Williams, and Williams is fouled. Kaitlin Holmes trying to go for the steal right there. And the Roadrunners ended up stumbling, and so Kaitlin is tagged with the foul. First foul on Kaitlin Holmes. The Blues, I'm told, in overtime right now, tied at 1. Nobody playing better hockey than them right now.
No, I tell you what, they had that big 11-game win streak.
Yeah.
Just got the other night. They're ready to start a new streak now.
Here's a lob down underneath, and the defense just absolutely smothering any chance at that pass. But the ball is then sent back outside to Jasmine Williams, who fires it up from 3. That won't go. The long rebound back to White, over to the right wing, Esbrand misses that one. And then Papa grabs the rebound. Great defense by Ree the whole possession that time. And Williams trots it across the timeline to Holmes. Holmes, Euro step, skips through 2 defenders. And I thought it was going to go. Everything else has. But that time she sailed it just a little bit long. White comes down the floor, stops, fires, misses the shot. Backside rebound, Bamba missed it. Holly grabs the rebound. Hands it off for Williams as we go end to end. Williams, crossover dribble once and twice. To the left wing, this is Sedari. Bounce pass Williams, short corner, long 2, won't go. Forbes has the rebound, scoops it to Holmes. That's good sharing, and Kaitlin Holmes has points number 12 and 13. 10 times out of 10, Holly Forbes shoots that shot.
Right.
So I'm not sure what number that was, but it worked.
Right. I thought she was going to take it back up, but you know what? She said, you know what, Caitlin's hot. Let's keep it going. And she got her the ball. Nice pass.
Good choice and a nice hoop right there. Bamba backs down once again, spins and fires it over the top of Papa. Sahara Bamba has 8 points tonight. She has really played tough. 30-23, Mineral Area College leading it by 7. 3 minutes remaining in our first half. Coming up at halftime, our Midwest Sports Center halftime show, we might give you a live listen-in to our district coverage going on J98 coming up at the half. We'll see where they are at in that competition. The North County girls playing right now on J98. So we might give you a live listen-in during halftime. We'll let you know. We'll give you the halftime numbers certainly here and take a peek ahead of the men's game to come. Bamba posting once again, double-teamed this time. So they swing it over to the left wing for Jasmine Williams. Williams trying to drive it on Holmes. Holmes doing a tremendous job staying in front. I thought she chested her up well, takes a tumble. But I suppose in a case like that, you do have to give credit to the offensive player that insists on making that contact and goes strong to the hole. And that's what happened there. The second personal on Kaitlin Holmes. Head of the free throw line, Jasmine Williams. 30-23, Mack by 7 points. And our free throw break brought to you by Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They moved this down online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. Mop up a little perspiration over there. What band do we have today, Kevin? Do you know?
Yeah, this is the North County band. Good. North County, and they have done an excellent job. We really appreciate them coming here and playing tonight. The Mac band is on the road, and so we asked the North County band, because on North County night they played such a great job, and we appreciate them coming back and playing again, because definitely one of the better bands around in this area. They do a great job.
So good. We'll hear the national anthem from them between our ball games. First free throw in for Williams. 6-point lead for Mac. Second free throw missed by Williams, and Repapa skies high for the rebound. Holly Forbes getting a rare rest. 30-24, Mac by 6, 2:20 remaining here in the second quarter. Williams, right wing, she's way outside of the arc right now, plays it down to Bell in the corner. Repapa sets the screen, turns, looks for the seal, fires it to the head of the circle. That's for Holmes, back to Bell, covered up well, and now to Papa. Papa slamming her way in. 5 on the shot clock, out to Sedari. Sedari for 3, misses that one, and Esbrand is there for the rebound and gathers it in for the Roadrunners. Gives it to Jasmine Williams. They throw it over to the left wing. Tate looking for a drive, and Williams tied her up and forced to travel right there. Could have been an alternate possession maybe on the tie-up, but we'll take it as the turnover, certainly. Let's set the lineup for you. You've got Sedari, Williams, Holmes, Bell, and Repapa, the 5 on the floor for Mineral Area College. Mac 7-2 in Region 16 play, 20-7 overall this year. Holmes just about lost it out of bounds, but managed to hold on to it by her fingertips. Then plays to Papa, left elbow, looks for a drive. They'll kick it back outside. Here's Lainey Bell on the right wing. She says, give me a screen. Lainey thought about the three, turned it down, a lob to Ree. Ree trying to back in, gets the middle of the lane, hooks it up, missed it short. And the rebound taken down by Tate. Papa just a little bit off the mark, missing her first 3 shots of the ball game, and a foul on Mac as Monique Esbrand chiseled her way into the red paint. Foul goes on Kiana Williams, just her first. It's the 4th team foul whistled against Mac in the second quarter. 0 fouls on the Roadrunners so far here in this frame. Tate plays it in for Esbrand. Tate trying to post up now. They get the ball back to her. She goes outside to 10 feet and rattled it home. It's good basic basketball right there. First 2 points for Tate. And 30-26. It's a 4-point advantage for Mac. Largest lead has been 9. And they've been up by 9 twice in this ball game. Under a minute to play in the first half. A drive by Williams. And she's fouled. So that is the first foul whistled against State Fair in this quarter, and it's the second personal on Nakia White in the first half. 52 seconds remaining in our first half of play. Mac leading it by 4 with a basketball. They play it into Sedari in the right corner. Sedari drives it with the left hand, gets all the way from the right side of the lane to the left side, and hooks it in. That was a difficult play.
Yeah, it was. It's real similar to the play she made a few minutes ago on her left hand with a little left-hand flip. Good job, Georgia Sedari.
Sedari has half a dozen. What about Sedari averaging 4.2 points per game? She's got 6. Caitlin Holmes averages 5.6 points a game, and she's got 13. Holly Forbes, her usual stellar self, with 8 first half points, and now here's a rebound by Holmes as she rips that one off the side of the iron on the miss by the Roadrunners, and Mac now had the chance to get the final bucket of the first half. 15 seconds remaining, and Mineral Area on top, 32-26. A lob for Papa, give and go to Sedari, middle of the lane. Bounces to the right wing, Williams, 8-7. Williams drives, kicks it out, Bell with 5. A 3-pointer on the way, missed it short. Battle for the rebound, taken by State Fair, and they won't get a shot off as we close the first half of play. Mineral Area College on top at the break, 32-26. Your Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up on the other side of this 2-minute timeout right here on KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
At Toyota, our President's Day sales event is calling, and it's a great time to get a monumental deal on a new Toyota. Go from sea to shining sea in the roomy 2019 Highlander with 5 USB ports and available rear seat entertainment. Kick back in the Highlander's quiet interior and easily fit your whole crew and all your gear with ample adjustable cargo space. And you'll enjoy peace of mind as you explore the home of the brave, because the Highlander comes with our advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids except in emergency fuel delivery.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Papa reaches out that right arm and grabs the rebound to Williams. Williams fires to Holmes. Holmes, Eurostep runner over two defenders. Looked like a Harlem Globetrotters play. What a shot by Kaylin, and she's got nine. Well, if we were giving away our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game, after one half, it'd have to go to Kaitlyn Holmes, wouldn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, so far so good for Kaitlyn Holmes. What a great first half she had.
That was a tremendous play. Our Gilster Mary Lee play of the first half right there. Kaitlyn Holmes leading all scores with 13 points. She averages 5.6 on the year, and maybe that's the story here over the first 20 minutes, because Georgia Sedari also averages 4.2, and she scored 6. So great contributions from those two. Kiana Williams with 2. Holly Forbes is right on pace for her season's average. She's got 8. And Lainey Bell contributing 3. The State Fair Roadrunners get 3 from Monique Esbrand. Jasmine Williams with a point. Sahara Bamba has 8. Jasmine Elston with 3. Daylon Tate has 2. And Nakia White with 9 points. I said that she had a screwy looking shot. I apologize, because she's really good. So that shows me what I know, nothing.
Well, some people do, and they work with it, and she's working with it.
She's working with it. Let's take a look at our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet now. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. What jumps out to you on the stat sheets over that first 20 minutes,
guys? Well, I was looking at shooting. Mac shot the ball 30 times. The Roadrunner shot 29, but Mac made 15 of their 30, so they're shooting 50%. The Roadrunner shot 9 of 29, only 31%. So, again, the Mac defense is causing the opposing team to shoot a low percentage. Neither team shot it very well from the three. State Fair's two of 8. Mac's only 1 of 8 on the three. And again, the turnovers are still a pretty good advantage for Mac at 22 to 14.
Roadrunner's doing a little more at the free throw line in the first half, though.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Whereas Mac is one for one, but the Roadrunners got the line a little bit more, and they're 6 of 7.
Okay, all right. So that's what our numbers look like over our first 20 minutes right here. As the Mineral Area College Cardinals lead the State Fair Roadrunners 32 to 26. But we'll see where they're at over on J98. And we may give you a little live listen-in. I believe the North County Girls going on right now, but we'll let you know. And if that's the case, we'll do a little live listen-in on our next segment. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show right here on KREI 32-26, Mineral Area College leading State Fair.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, now's a great time to stop by Midwest Sports, isn't it?
It is a great time. We've got a ton of machines in stock, and we've got big rebates going on right now on all Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Can-Ams.
Folks need to definitely stop by and see that great selection, don't they?
Yeah, come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just call and ask for JR.
All right, stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300. 7371.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Midwest Sports Center halftime show right here on AM 800 KREI. The Mineral Area College ladies lead the Roadrunners of State Fair 32-26. Men's action coming up next. And to be quite honest, it might be a little hard to tell kind of who's coming in a better spot between State Fair and Mineral Area College. State Fair is 12-14 on the year. They are 2-5 inside of Region 16, but they have won a few games here recently, defeating West Plains, in fact, 84-74, and also defeating Three Rivers, 79-71. Now, they fell to Moberly, but they were up in the second half over Moberly, so the record doesn't look great, but it seems like the Roadrunners are playing better basketball than when we saw them anyway earlier this year on the men's side.
Yeah, in the first game, Mac dominated that game pretty much most of the game,
yeah.
And it was a nice performance, a great performance for the Mac when they played at State Fair. Now, since then, we've had a few changes in personnel and some things have happened. But Mac's coming off probably their best game of the year when they just beat West Plains here at home.
I was going to say, and for Mineral Area College, really a very similar situation. Also 2-5 in Region 16, and Mineral Area is coming off that win over West Plains, 88-73. But a loss to Three Rivers before that,
right,
where Mac really didn't look that great either. So, you know, who's going to be playing their best? I don't know. But we do know that they both have something to play for. If Mineral Area College is able to beat State Fair tonight, they would host that 4-5 game against State Fair on Tuesday. If State Fair were to win, they could avoid the 4-5 overall, and they would jump to the number 3 seed and go straight to the semifinals. So the incentive is there anyway for both squads.
Right, and then Mac then would fall to 5, and then Three Rivers would fall to the 4. And then Mac would have to go to Three Rivers on Tuesday if we lose. So, yep. So it's either win, play State Fair again back here again on Tuesday, lose, you go to Three Rivers on Tuesday.
And nobody wants to do that.
No, don't want to do that. Although I'm sure Coach would like to get a win against Three Rivers because he was in two tough games, didn't play particularly well really in either game, and I think he would like – they're coming off a good game. Maybe they'd like to get revenge against Three Rivers there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he would lose by no means.
Maybe not at the cost of losing.
No, but I don't think he would mind playing them again.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. So 32-26 is our score at the break. We're in women's action here, and it is homecoming at Mineral Area College. Final regular season game for both the men and the women's squads. And our Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard reading 32-26. The ladies on top. Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Over on J98 at the half, the North County girls lead DeSoto 30-24. It was Potosi over Farmington in girls action before that. And congratulations to the North County boys as they defeat Potosi in that district quarterfinal game. Potosi had beaten them already twice on the season, so a nice win for Jimmy Palmer and his team. They get maybe that little benefit of hosting district action and come up with the victory right there. So 32-26 is our score at the break on our Midwest Sports Center halftime show as we step aside one more time right here on KREI.
Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. Eye Care Pack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
So the Blues went on a shootout, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, they just won 2-1. So here we go with another streak. I like it.
Everyone in St. Louis way was just whining about how bad they were for so long. And
yeah, I had my Blues gear hid away for a while.
But hockey's like that, man. Teams get hot and cold all
right,
the time.
No, right.
I mean,
that's really right.
Hockey's probably more like that than any other sport.
I tell you, I got to hand it to those serious Blues fans that stick with them because sometimes that's hard to do. But boy, those that stuck with them this year, nice job.
Well, you wear your red and black pick and pin.
That's right.
Around
that's
here,
right. That's
no matter
right.
what happens. Proud to wear it right now, certainly 32-26. Mineral Area College leads by six. And I think the mark of a good program, Kevin, when you're either not at your best or you don't have your best personnel for some reason, you still find a way to win. And for Mineral Area College women, yes, they did lose at Vincennes, but you know what? It was a nice win over Crowder when Mack didn't,
right.
wasn't at full strength. They're up by six here. They could go into the Region 16 tournament with an 8-2 mark in Region 16, which, I mean, I think they're having a tremendous year.
Yeah, and that's what really matters, coming into that Region tournament, and you want to be playing at your best. And, you know, this has given some reserve players, you could say, a chance to kind of step up, and mm-hmm. some of them have. And Caitlin's not necessarily a reserve player because she's pretty much a starter, but, boy, tonight's been her step-up game. They need somebody to step up, and in this game, so far, it's been Caitlin Holmes.
Season high 13 in the
right,
first half
right.
of play, and then she has been – just terrific. But the thing is, whether Caitlin scores or not, she'll give you defense, she'll give you heady play, she'll come up with some timely play somewhere in the game that impacts winning.
Oh, yeah. They didn't recruit her for scoring. They recruited her for her toughness and the things. And then she's been coached well. She's coached under Josh Mapes over there at the Central High School, does an excellent job. And he coach knows that she's ready to play. She understands the game, smart player, tough. Rebounds, blocks out, gets, you know, makes good passes, doesn't make many mistakes.
Those of you that like winter, too bad. It's 60 degrees today, so there. That's good for me. A little check of the weather brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Mac in there. Home whites didn't tell you that because we weren't here right at the beginning of the game. Home whites with the red numbers and letters in the black outline. And the powder blue of State Fair with the white numbers and the letters. Our uniform sponsor, Serenity Hospice. Peace of mind when it matters most. Let's give you the starters for the second half. Williams, Holmes, Forbes, Bell, and Sederi getting the start in the second half. Esperand, Williams, Bamba, White, and Elston in our starting lineups for the second half. Brought to you by Perenity Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. As Holly Forbes comes out.
Toss that in, Holly, with a great seal there, and goes in for the easy basket as she had the great seal and great entry pass in there, and 2 points for Holly.
Holly's on her way to another double-double, yep. Kevin. 10 points, so she's in double figures there, and 7 first-half rebounds for Holly, so only 3 rebounds away from another double-double. But there's Sahara Bamba working her over inside again. That girl has been tough today.
She's playing a great game.
A freshman out of New York. And now Forbes goes right back at her. They're going big on big right now. Holly Forbes and Sahara Bamba trading blows. They were tied at 10 points apiece. And Holly comes back down and powers another one in. And 36-28. Mineral Area College leads by 8 points. Largest lead of the game for Mack has been 9 on a couple of occasions. Down to the left corner, three-pointer loaded up by Elston. A rainbow three that touches nothing but nylon. And Elston has her first three-point bucket of the game, her 50th of the year. She leads the team in three-point makes attempts and second in percentage. So 36-31, Mack by 5. Forbes and Bamba going once against one another down underneath once again. Here's Holmes at the head of the circle over to the left wing. Bell underneath throws to Sederi. Dangerous pass, but Sederi does a great job moving in toward the pass, grabs it, and Forbes on the right wing plays the ball back outside, and the 17-footer rattles in and out for halfway down. And couldn't get it to stick right there. A lob into the forecourt for White, returns it back out front for Williams. And Williams holds up her left palm and calls out the play. Dribble weave handoff for Elston. Elston, two-handed chest pass to the left wing. That's for Esperand. Esperand to the left side. White out of the left corner. And now they'll play it back out for Bamba. Bamba gives it up, trying to reset down underneath. And Holly bumps her off her stride. Esperand looking for the drive. Williams stays in front. But then Esperand spins a 360 on the baseline and plays it off the window for 2. Boy, she went from one move to another one in seamless fashion. And a great drive by Esperand. She's made it a three-point contest. 36-33. Mineral Area College on top. 7:43 remaining in the third. Caitlin Holmes, head of the circle, throws a bounce pass underneath. That one intended for Holmes, but it's kicked by Bamba. And Mack will have it under the bucket on the right side of the basket along that baseline. Williams to throw it in. Yes, Williams looks like she's about to fall asleep, but make no mistake, she's not.
Nope.
She's just a calm competitor, that's all. A Bell, a covered-up 17-footer, and she stuck it right in their mug. Delaney Bell with a difficult 2, popped it through. 7.5 minutes remaining in the third, and 38-33. Delaney Bell is a shot maker. I mean, we have found that out. There's no question about that. Esperand lobs it underneath, pass intended for Bamba, double-teamed. She just fought through it and scored it again. Sahara, what's she doing averaging 6.2 points per game?
I was going to say that earlier. I don't understand that because she must not be fully utilized throughout the year because she's playing a heck of a game tonight.
She is playing hard. 38-35, Mack by 3. Bell on the left wing, swinged it to the right wing. Dangerous pass. Williams grabs it, though, and then Williams is fouled on her drive around that top of the key. Foul goes on Jasmine Williams. They have 2 Jasmines, State Fair. They've got a J-A-S-M-I-N-E, and they have a J-A-Z-Z-M-Y-N. Which spelling do you prefer,
right,
Kevin?
I love them both.
Okay.
I like them
all
both.
All right. Well, you're a nice guy that way.
That's right.
38-35. Mack leads by 3 with the basketball. 6:45 remaining in the third. Here's Williams. She's open at the top of the key. Kiana always very reluctant to snap that three-pointer off. The defenses know that, and they do sag off of her. She is a capable three-point shooter at 34% on the year, though. Here's a drive by Sederi. Stop. Fire right elbow. Got that one to go down. So Sederi and Lainey Bell, both with good mid-range jumpers here in the third. And Mack leads by 5, 40-35. 6:20 remaining in the third frame. Jasmine Williams out between the circles. Sederi watching her there. Bounce to the right wing. White, head of the circle. Now they find Elston. Elston driving on Williams. Can't finish, and Forbes has the rebound, her 8th. Hollywood with a 12-8 line so far. 12 points, 8 rebounds. Lainey Bell inside of the arc, left baseline, airballed it. Rebound taken down by Williams, and she's fired out of a cannon, headed the other way to Esperand. Esperand lays it up and in on the right side. That's how you run a 2-on run right there.
Yeah, that was perfectly executed.
We're not going to give them the McDonald's fast break, though. We're going to wait for Mac on that one. Had a Big Mac for lunch, by the way. It was pretty good. 5:44 remaining in the third frame. A lob for Forbes, and Forbes once again muscles it up and in, and Holly's got 14. They threw it in the middle of a double team right there. Holly with just such great court awareness and body control and strength.
Yeah, when they threw it up, I thought it was going to be a turnover because she was double teamed and it was kind of up in the air. But, man, her strength went up and got it, grabbed the ball strong, held on to it, and made a good move.
She puts her hip on you. You're not getting around her. And now it's White on that left wing. They lob it underneath. Bamba working on Forbes again. Difficult shot by Bamba. And Holly defended her well. Forced her into a tough shot. She misses the running hook. Williams up the floor to the left corner. Bell, quick trigger on the three. Missed it short. Holly taps the rebound to herself. Pump fake, rises up. She's going to the free throw line.
Yeah, it was a great move on Holly to get that ball. And Bamba's going to get the foul on that one. And is that her first or second? That's her second. So good job, Holly, getting second foul on Bamba.
Our free throw break brought to you by Caldwell Bank or Holsey Real Estate. They move this town online at CaldwellHolsey.com. Holly Forbes at the free throw line, and the first free throw rattles home for 15 points for Holly. Holly with 8 in the first half. She's got 7 in the third quarter, and we're only 3 minutes into the third quarter. No, we're 5 minutes into the third quarter. Beg your pardon.
Playing well, making a run at Caitlin for player of the game right now.
Yes, she is.
I tell you, I also want to give a shout-out to the Farmington Junior Nightline who performed at the halftime of this game. Middle school group there just, boy, did an excellent job, and we appreciate them coming over and performing over here at the halftime of this game.
Always great to give all those groups a venue here at Mineral Area College. And Forbes hits them both, and it's a 7-point advantage for Mac, 44-37. Holly tearing it up here in the third quarter. And a good defensive possession for Holly last time down as well as she forced Bamba into a very difficult shot, and now here's a travel by State Fair. Esbrand got into the middle, tried to kick it back out and shovel the feet. And a timeout now by Coach Kevin Booker and State Fair. 4:47 remaining in the third, Mac by 7, 44-37. It's a Patsy's Furniture timeout. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Farmington. Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893 or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Mineral Area College leading the visitors from State Fair. 44-37, 7-point advantage for Mac. And Mineral Area College has the basketball as we're back from the Patsy's Furniture timeout. Patsy's Furniture, you'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Two games tonight at the Mineral Area College campus here in Park Hills, Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. We've got the best seat in the house at the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Chat speaker here, Kevin Thurman with me. Jack Sadler, a third member of our team tonight on our broadcast. They enter it to Forbes. She turns. Defense right there. So Holly firing it to the free throw line. Forbes, her shot blocked from behind. Good recovery by the Roadrunners. Jasmine Williams grabs it, head the other way. And now hands it off for Tate. Tate drives, kicks to the left corner. Here's a drive by Messidor. And Messidor traveled on the way as Mineral Area College continued to shift and help on defense. It forced what was looked to be a driving avenue into a closed artery that time.
Yeah, good job. I thought he was going to call a foul for a second because he kind of looked and pointed, but he made a good call. And she just stumbled on herself and fell down there.
State Fair plays it in the half court. You know, Coach Booker's best teams, his great teams, they always play in the full court, you know, press and run. And this one may be a little bit slower than some of his other ones, but they turn back over there as White rips it, runs it, and then traveled with it. Caitlin Holmes just simply hustled out in front of her, reached for the basketball, and then as Tate gathered it, she shoveled her feet right there. Now, Coach Booker was hoping for a foul call right there.
Right.
But once again, that's not going to show up on the stat sheet for Caitlin, but it's a play that she makes simply because she hustles.
And that, Coach Cuck loves that kind of hustle there. And she kind of ducked in front of her, caused her a little bit of anguish as she went by, you know, and caused her to kind of stumble and fall down. But definitely no foul. Good job by Caitlin.
Kiana Williams running the point, drives, kicks to the left baseline. Ree Papa, Ree trying to chisel her way inside, scoops it over to Holly Forbes, and Holly scores it. She's got 18. Miss consistency for the Cardinals. 18 big ones for Forbes, averaging 15.5 to lead this team, but she could blow up for 30 at any night. 46-37, Mineral Area College by 9. It matches their largest lead of the game. State Fair to the right corner. This is Williams. Williams pulls the string from 17 feet, and she fires through her first made field goal of the game. She had a free throw in the first half, so three for the contest. 46-39, the Roadrunners doing enough to stay in this ballgame. Mineral Area College not really been threatened, but they've not been able to deliver any type of early knockout blow in this one either. Caitlin Holmes standing with the basketball outside of the arc. She's smacked a couple times, and that one going against Farrah Mezzador, her first personal. Caitlin standing right in front of us. 13 big points for Caitlin in that first half. Just a terrific first half for Caitlin Holmes, and she comes up with one of those signature Caitlin Holmes defensive plays last time down the floor against State Fair. So Holmes taps it in for Williams. State Fair sags back into 2-3. Holmes has it on the right wing, skips it, left corner. Sedari just inside of the arc, and rattles it home. These Cardinals are shooting the ball well today, Kevin. Sedari is in double figures with 10. Holmes has 13.
Yeah, we talked about McWilliams and Lalich being out, and Sedari's one of those that's really kind of stepped in that starting role there and is doing a good job.
There's a lob down to Bamba, and she traveled with the basketball. Certainly, one official says it's a travel. The other official says, no, it's a foul. So I was certain about the travel, but, you know, maybe it's a foul too.
Yeah, I was kind of out of position, couldn't really see that. Yeah. But you're right. The two officials had two different calls, and unfortunately they went with the foul on Papa.
48-39, Mack.
Well, there we go.
Doesn't that happen sometimes?
Right,
you know,
right.
State Fair just threw it right out of bounds. And Claire Bussey checks in for the first time. Bussey is 6'1", freshman from Farmington. Averages 2.5 points per game for Mack. 48-39. Mineral Area College has led by 9 four different times. They've not been able to push it out to a double-digit lead, though, yet in this game. Now here's Williams with that stone face coming across the half-court stripe. Swings it to the right wing for Sedari. Sedari over to Holmes now on the left wing. And Holmes going to dribble it quickly back to the right side and play to Sedari down in the right corner. Sedari on the right wing bounces to Forbes. Give and go. Can't find her there. Now, push pass over to the right short corner for Sedari. Coming off the screen, throws up the shot, missed the shot, and Esbrand is right in front of the rim for the rebound. 48-39, and still Mineral Area College not able to take that double-digit lead. The pass intended for Bamba, but Bamba was thrown out of the lane by Claire Bussey right there. Claire picks up her first personal. 48-39, one team foul whistled on Mack here in the third frame. Four team fouls whistled on the Roadrunners. Mineral Area College by 9 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Off the inbound, a difficult shot for White, and she scores it in traffic. Her first second half bucket. She's got 11 and a timeout by the Roadrunners. 1:53 remaining in the third frame. Mack by 7, 48-41. And we're back on the other side of this 30-second timeout right here on KREI.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Mack leads 48-41. They'll have the basketball as we come back from this Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. North County was leading DeSoto and girls district action 30-24 on J98 at halftime. That second half underway right now over on J98. And a reminder, you can listen to any and all of our play-by-play online at MIMOinfo.com, courtesy of Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Cole's Tractor Equipment of Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Mow with an attitude. Cole's Tractor Equipment, Highway 32, Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. Mack basketball, they isolate Forbes, right low block, lob it to her right there. Holly faces up, now turns her back, goes from the right side to the left side, kicks it out for Williams. Her three-pointer on the way, will not fall, and a long rebound attempt over on the right side. Nobody tracks it down. It bounces out of bounds, and State Fair has it. So ladies' action now. We'll have the men's game yet to come. 48-41, Minerva Larry College by 7. They've led by as many as 9. Have not been able to push the lead into double digits yet. Here's Nakia White with the basketball. For State Fair. State Fair pushing it from our right to our left. And there is a moving screen.
That'd be on Bamba, I believe, right?
I think that's right. Yeah. And that is her third. Maybe that's why she doesn't score a bundle. Maybe she is in foul trouble sometimes. Her play's been very impressive tonight. That's her third personal foul, and she's forced to check back out in favor of Farrah Mezzador. Mack basketball. State Fair waiting back to play half-court defense here. Kiana Williams running point. She has Georgia Sedari with her. There's a back cut by Claire Bussey. Can't find her there. Claire going to V-cut back out on the right wing. They find her with the basketball now. Drives to the right baseline. Goes for a pass. Lost the basketball. It's on the deck. There's a tie-up, and State Fair has it back. 48-41, Mack by 7 points, and there are 70 seconds remaining in our third quarter. Jasmine Williams trots across the timeline. Picks the dribble up and throws it over to the right wing for White. Down to the right corner, they play to Mezzador. Mezzador launches from three, missed it. Backside rebound. This is Williams. Williams dribbling out of the pack now, pushing it into the forecourt. Stops her drive at the left wing, curls it back around to the right wing for Sedari. Sedari trying to find an angle for Forbes, can't do it. Holly, the only player on the interior. Now Bussey will go in there, and Sedari just takes her player, Elston, right off the dribble all the way in and hits the layup on the right side. She's got 12.
And she's playing a great game, too. Yeah. We've talked about Caitlin Early playing a great game. Boy, Sedari's coming on strong now. Wonderful.
50-41, Minerva Area College for the fifth time. Leads by 9 points. Elston, top of the key. 17 seconds remaining in the third. Shot clock and game clock. Just a two-second differential now. Left-handed drive by White. Stops. Goes back outside. Drives it again. Curls a pass down underneath. And Williams is fouled on the shot. Really nice stuff from White right there. Yeah. Stop and go drive and then hops up.
Right.
Good assist. Over the top.
Good play. That'll be a foul on Bussey. Bussey came across to help out there and fouled her on her way up with 7.4 seconds on the clock in the center of the line.
Second quick foul on Claire to the free throw line. Jasmine Williams, 1-for-2 from the stripe in this ball game. Now make it 1-for-3, a 73% shooter on the year. But just 1-for-3 so far tonight. And 50-41, Mineral Area College by 9. Mack will have a chance to get a shot off before the end of the third. 7.5 seconds remaining. Back to the free throw line. Second free throw goes down for Williams. Mack by 8. They get it in for Williams with 6. 5. Williams up across the timeline for Bussey. Bussey has Sedari wide open for the layup, and they got it. They close the third frame with your McDonald's fast break, and for the first time all night, lead by double digits, 52-42. Mineral Area College takes a 10-point lead to the fourth, and we're back in a minute right here on Supertalk 800.
Every child should visit the dentist before their first birthday.
Comtree offers a pediatric dentist specially trained to treat all children, including those with anxiety, special needs, or other medical or behavioral concerns.
Comtree is the only health center in Jefferson County with a pediatric dentist who sees children with Medicaid.
Make Comtree your family's home for dental care. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
All right, close our third frame with our McDonald's fast break of the game. Brought to you by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast, fast with your cracked egg. McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Mac ran it just right, Kevin. Got down the floor. The little assist and the layup on the other side. I don't know how you get two players on the offensive side further down the floor than all the defense, but
right.
Mac did it.
They sure did. And Kiana pushed the ball, did very well, threw a pass to Claire. It was a tough pass. It was kind of defended. Claire kind of went at it, regained the composure really quick, got the ball, saw Sedari down there underneath, and Sedari with add another couple points to her excellent third quarter she had.
I think Sedari now with 14 points. Caitlin Holmes with 13. Combined, they've got 27. And combined on the year, they averaged less than 10. They averaged 9.8 combined on the year. But really nice contributions from those two in this ball game. Holmes with 13 in the first half. Sedari now with 14 overall. And, well, there's Holly Forbes. She's got 18. A back cut, Sedari. Holmes throws her a bounce pass. Georgia grabs it in traffic, fires it back out to Bell. And Bell tries a triple, misses the shot. Tate dives in for the rebound. Just starting our fourth quarter of play. 52-42, Middle Area College with its largest lead. First time we've seen them lead by 10 the entire ball game. White grabs it on the dribble weave handoff, shoots a jumper over Bell, but Laney scooted right up into her that time, played some good strong defense, and the air ball sails out of bounds by the Roadrunners, and Mack has it back. 52-42. That Vincennes trip, Kevin, was tough. I mean, 5 hours on a bus. It was their third game in 5 days. They were without two starters. Almost like, okay, take a breath, right, and let's get back home and finish this thing out.
Right, just throw that one out the window, and let's start over here. And they're doing a good job tonight.
Holly double-teamed down underneath, so they don't try to get it to her this time. Now Kiana trying to create an angle and finds Holly as she scoots back outside of the lane with seven on the shot clock. Holly will reset it back out to Bell. Now they go to Williams. Williams driving it. Kiana all the way through and muscles it through a double team and scores it. Kiana Williams with points number 3 and 4, and Mineral Area College has pushed the margin out to 12, 52-42, or 54-42 at the 8:40 mark of the fourth quarter.
I tell you, I think Kiana could do that about any time she wanted to. The shot clock was getting down low, so she was forced to go down and shoot that and scored easily. Good job.
A little bit like Forbes in that respect.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
Down to the left corner, Bamba scores it for the Roadrunners, and Mineral Area College quickly turns it back over. Now White is pushing it the other way. White leaves it off. Left baseline, Mezzador fires it in from 15 feet. Sarah Mezzador has her first bucket of the ball game, and the lead once at 12. Now back down to 8 at 54-46. A double team over on the far sideline, and a lob over to Williams on the right sideline. She looks for that entry pass to Forbes. And State Fair gets some hands in there and taps it out of bounds. I think if that's a bounce pass, it gets through, but throwing it chest high, that's where the defender's hands were, and they deflect it out of bounds. Caitlin Holmes gets up a little bit slow, just a little maybe bump on the knee there, but looks to be okay.
She is so tough, though. I tell you, she's played through a lot of injuries. She's a tough one.
She would be. They don't track floor burns, but if they did, she might be the team leader. Now here's Forbes going to work against a double team. They got to get more people, like I told you before. And Holly's got a 20-10 ball game going. 56-46, Mack by 10. 7:40 remaining in the fourth. Top of the key, this is Williams. To the right wing, White. Down to the right corner. She plays it for Mezzador. Mezzador back to the wing to White. Head of the circle, S. Brand. Trips the trigger on a triple, missed it. Holly Forbes has the rebound. Boy, Forbes went to defending high to just going right down that lane and grabbing the rebound away from everybody. Williams controls head of the circle. Right wing, Sedari. She's outside of the arc. Back to Williams. Over to the left wing, Bell. It's Bell now and Forbes right there. The lob to Forbes. Holly left low block. Turns to her left. Fires it off the window over. Double team. Misses it, but grabs her own rebound. Keeps it alive for the Cardinals. But then the ball is stolen away from her off of the pass. And Mezzador runs out in front of the pack and lays it in. So Mezzador with four straight for the Roadrunners. Never gave up on the play. Tip of the cap to Mezzador right there. And the lead is 8 for Mack, 56-48. Mineral Area College took a 12-point advantage at its largest, but these Roadrunners playing tough-minded basketball, 7-15 on the year, but they don't appear to be giving up in this one at all. Bell at the head of the circle, backs the dribble out, works it over to the left wing. That's Sedari. Sedari drives it in and sails that one off the window. Jasmine Williams caught her on the way by, and she'll go to the line for two. Jasmine Williams jumping up and down in protestation of the call.
Shooting is Sedari.
And our free throw break brought to you by Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They moved this town. They're online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. You can see my good buddy David Werner down at Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, and he'll help you out. Georgia Sedari pops one through from the free throw line. 15 for Georgia. I think that combination of Sedari and Holmes, just a just a way above their averages.
And I told you Caitlin's tough. She just spends a couple seconds on the bench, and now she's back in the game again. So,
not a surprise. You know. 58-48. Mack leads by 10, and Sedari now has 16 points. She's vying for that Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. Mack leads it by 10. Entry pass slapped out of bounds, and both Papa and Forbes defending tough that time. As the Roadrunners try to get underneath to Bamba once again. State Fair basketball left of the bucket along the baseline. Elston lobs it in for Esbrand. She's on the left wing. To the head of the circle, this is White. White lobs a pass to Elston over on that right wing. And here's a foul away from the ball as Bamba was retreating away from the lane. And apparently her retreat was encouraged by Repapa.
Yeah, those two are really battling inside. And, it's close on that call. I can understand him making that call because Ree's really doing a good job of pushing her out of there.
6:13 remaining in the fourth on our Parkland Health Pharmacy scoreboard. 58-48, Mac by 10. And I think they'll say when Sedari handled that, she had stepped on the baseline perhaps. That's my best guess. And now the far side official to the play will go over and discuss it with the near side official to the play. On our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule, coming up next, we've got the Middle Erie College men against State Fair. Mack wiped them out on the road in Sedalia earlier this year. Here's a left corner three ball that goes down for Esbrand. Her second made three of the game. She's got 10, and we've got a 7-point game. 58-51. State Fair continues to play tough. Here's Caitlin Holmes. Did Coach Cuck just foul Caitlin Holmes?
He was right there in the play.
Pretty good defense anyway. But nope, she was tapped out of bounds, and I guess State Fair touched it last.
No, they called a foul.
They
called
did.
The foul. On, yep.
Yeah, that one goes on White then, her third. Holmes lobs it in for Repapa. Heads up play by Caitlin Holmes, and Repapa gets her first bucket. That was a 30-foot pass from the sideline right underneath the basket off the inbound. That's not when you drop with X's and O's. That's one that you recruit. A good, heady basketball player just makes that play. And now a long three that will not fall for State Fair, but there's Makia White doing her magic again. In the middle of the lane, gets the rebound and throws it up with the left hand and in. And back down to a 7-point lead for Mack, 60-53. Ball deflected, and the Roadrunners rip it off. That's Rihanna Lawson. Getting her team an extra possession to the right wing, White. This one a long way from over with 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in regulation. And now here's Esbrand with another three. Threw it off the right side of the rim. A battle for the rebound. It looked like two players that maybe have an equal opportunity at the ball. But no, they're going to say the foul goes on Caitlin Holmes. Caitlin Holmes. Coach Cuck echoing my sentiment right there. Yeah. I thought it looked like a tie-up, too.
I think it should have been a tie-up as well, yeah. I think 90% of the people here think it should have been a tie-up.
At least 90. I think you underestimated that. At least 90.
Yeah.
Here comes Dalen Tate. Now, over 90% of the people here are also biased.
Right.
So, you know.
You're right.
Yeah. 60-53. A 7-point lead for Mack, 5:06 remaining in regulation. Good hustle by Holmes, once again, to try to get that rebound. Here's a bouncer mid-post, right side. Tate spins the lane, kicks it over to Esbrand. Esbrand flies down the left baseline and banks it in for two. Monique Esbrand, averaging 11.8 on the year. She's got 12 now in this one. We've got a 5-point game. 4:55 remaining in the fourth, 60-55. Mineral Area College needs to close this one out. We'll tell you what happens on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Time out brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll have to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. 4:55 remaining in the fourth. It feels to me, Kevin, like the Cardinals have outplayed the Roadrunners in this game, and you almost break down every category. It feels like we played better, but got a 5-point game.
Right, yeah. Well, they're not giving up, and they're and, you know, one of the things we talked about, they're a good team, but there's not a great shooting team. They're starting to shoot the ball a little bit better.
Yep. Mac basketball. Mac is a tremendous defensive team. In fact, Mac is 16th in the country in field goal defense. They allow under 34% shooting on the year by their opponents. Holly Forbes is double-teamed, and the ball slapped out of bounds. Jasmine Williams tapped it out. 4:44 remaining in the fourth. 60-55, Mineral Area College leads by just 5 points. Mac basketball, far sideline. Sedari puts it in play. The Cardinals pushing it from our left to our right as we look at and describe the action to you in this one. Here's Williams on the right wing, pushes it over to Holmes. Holmes looking for a cutter, can't find one. Back between the circles for Williams. Williams flares her dribble over to the left wing. 4 on the shot clock. Forbes in the left corner. A 3 as the shot clock goes down off the side of the iron. Will not fall. And Mac really never did get what they wanted offensively there. 4:20 remaining in the fourth. 60-55. Mineral Area College leads. Mac was led by as many as 12 at 54-42. But it's been a 13-6 push by the Roadrunners since that point. And now here's Kaitlyn Holmes ripping it off and headed the other way. Mac basketball. And 3:50 remaining in the fourth. Holly Forbes drives right of the lane. Powers her way inside. Can't bank it in, though. And the backside rebound taken by Elston, who came off of a pogo stick to grab that one. Williams tippy-toes across the timeline. She's got it at the head of the circle. Pushes to Esbrand, who can make that three. But this time she drives and then tied up by Williams. But Mack will have it back on the travel call. Oh, and that one's overruled that time by the other official. And Kiana Williams is tagged for her second personal. The Cardinals have lost both referee jousts in this one. Well, there were three possibilities. There was a tie-up, a travel, or a foul. And two of them would have gone favor. But now here's a lob down underneath. And there's Bamba going to work again. Missed it. And the ball's tapped back in. State Fair has it. Williams backs it out with 3:24 remaining. Here's White, a lob underneath. Great play by Holly to tap it out. Bamba secures it. Now White once again. White elevates a covered up 16-footer and drained it. Nakia White for 15 points. We've got a one possession game. 60-57. And a 15-6 push by State Fair. Now a whistle and a foul against the Roadrunners. This one's going on Esbrand. That's her first. Well, now the fans are a little unsettled by a few calls maybe that Mac didn't get, but for the Cardinals, it's right here in front of you. You lead by 3 minutes left. You buckle up and play good basketball and get a win. Right. Simple as that. So here's Williams now at half court. Throws it over to Sedari on the left wing, and they look to get it back to Williams. Ball deflected out of bounds by White. Mac basketball left of the bucket along the baseline. Kiana Williams says, what play should we run? And Coach Cuck says, let's run play number one. Hopefully that means that's their best play. Play number one. Now here's Sedari. Got it on the lob. Plays it over to the right wing. This is Holmes. Holmes picks it up. The dribble after only one bounce and finds Forbes. Holly now gets her way mid-post right side. Shot won't go. On the rebound, Mac going to be whistled for the foul. This one goes on Forbes. That's her third. Well, the Roadrunners have gained some momentum here. They're in the midst of a 15-6 push, and they've made it a 3-point game. Mineral Area College led 54-42 with 8:40 remaining in this ball game. So over the last 5.5 minutes, it's been a 15-6 run by State Fair to make it a one-possession ball game, and the Roadrunners have possession of the basketball now with 2:37 on the fourth quarter clock. The officials whistle for a timeout, perhaps to check how much time is left. We've got men's action upcoming after this one. Our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. Roadrunners with it. Jasmine Williams at the top of the key, watched by Sedari. Dribble weave handoff White, who's played a tremendous game with 15 points. Top of the circle, it's Esbrand. Esbrand puts it on the deck, driving on Bell. Laney stays in front of her. Down to the right corner, Williams. Williams just inside of the arc, lobs it underneath for Bamba. Bamba shoots it back outside. And good defense by Bell. They enter it. And a great deflection that time by Holly. Deflected it over to Holmes. Home in the backcourt now. And a timeout called by Coach Cuck. What a great defensive possession that time, Kevin. It was Holmes actually, Forbes actually deflecting it, and then Caitlin grabbed it away.
Right. It was a good teammate performance there. And I was noticing, too, the shot clock was stopped at 17 on that possession. It was at 17 for, like, at least 10 seconds because I was watching it and thinking it's going to get down, and it just stayed on 17. So hopefully they got that shot clock worked out.
We'll stay here during this timeout. Brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. You feel like this is usually up 3, 2:10 left. This is usually where you say, let's get the ball to Holly Forbes.
Right, because that typically is if you need a basket, that's who you go to. And so, yes, I think so. Now, with that being said, they've got her the ball the last few possessions and a couple times that she's been really close. Could have been fouls called on both of those, but she's missed them. And in the last one, she missed a shot and tried to follow back up and got called for the foul herself, actually trying to get the rebound.
And a credit to the State Fair defense, Holly shot both of those shots rather inside of 5 feet, outside of five
right.
feet from seven or
right.
eight, and contested. So
right.
they did make it hard on her. Let's see what Coach Cuck has drawn up here. 60-57, Mineral Area College leads by a bucket. 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Remaining in regulation. Kiana Williams to put the ball in play. She's got Georgia Sedari out there with her. Fires it into Georgia. Georgia will dribble it right back to her. So here's Williams at the top of the key. They've got Holly Forbes stationed at the short corner. Right low baseline. She'll come out to grab it on the right wing. Holly now spins, trying to get her way around. Bamba takes her all the way in. Pump fake off the window, and it bounces off. Bamba with just enough defense to force another miss by Holly, and then Forbes comes after it and is called for the blocking foul. So not only does Forbes miss it, but then fouls, and that is her fourth.
Right. And now so the fifth team foul, so they're going to go to the line and shoot two.
State Fair Roadrunners 3-6 in Region 16, 7-15 overall. Mineral Area College went to Sedalia and just put it on them. Beat them 76-48. And I think these Roadrunners have been pretty tough-minded today. Fell down by 12. They're in the midst of a 15-6 run. And at the free throw line is Nakia White, a 65% free throw shooter. And she pops the first one in to make it a two-point game. 60-58. White back to the stripe, trying to close it to within one. White puts it in the left hand, fires it up. She's got two fingers taped right there and misses the second one. Holly Forbes grabs the rebounds. Forbes with another double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds for her on the night. 1:40 remaining in regulation. Mack leads by two, 60-58. Kiana Williams out along the perimeter, dribbling on the left wing. Holly Forbes in the left low block. They bounce it to her. Holly outside of the lane now, pivots, works it back out to Williams, 8 on the shot clock. Here's Bell with 6, 5, Holly calling for it with 4, 3, Sedari has it, spins with 2, 1, lost it! And the Roadrunners have it, and driving it down the floor, Elston to tie the game, and misses the layup! Sedari has the rebound, and she is fouled!
And I tell you what, I got to give credit again to Caitlin Holmes for ducking in front of her and causing her just a little bit of hesitation on that layup. That caused her to miss the layup.
So Holmes, and then you got the rebound, Sedari.
Right.
Both of those players have been just after it all night long. Now the foul is only the fourth team foul whistled on the Roadrunners, and so Mack does not go to the free throw line, but they've got the basketball leading it by two. Boy, a bucket here would make it a two-possession game. Come on, Cardinals. Williams has it at the top of the key. They've got it to Forbes in the last two possessions, but not been able to capitalize on it. Now Williams keeps it, drives it right of the lane. Course back outside, works to Laney Bell. Holly posting hard, right low block, can't get it to her. Back outside, Sedari looking for a drive, and Sedari may have walked, lost the basketball, and State Fair has it again. Mineral Area College unable to execute successful offense in the last five possessions. Esprit has the basketball. Hands it off to White. White's been terrific tonight. 35 seconds remaining in regulation. Mack by two. 60-58. 16 on the shot clock. Here's White. White looking to drive. Uses the left hand. Has it head of the circle. Williams stays in front. Over to the left wing, Esprit. Esprit takes it all the way through. Misses the runner, but she'll go to the free throw line with a chance to tie with 24 seconds remaining in this ball game. The whistle goes on Sedari, and the shot clock will be off. So no matter what the Roadrunners do right here, Mack will have possession with no shot clock. And Esbrand shoots 80% from the foul line on the year. This will be her first free throw here tonight. She dips it, she flips it, and she hits it. Nothing but nylon for Monique Esbrand. Mineral Area College led 54-42, and it's been a 17-6 push by the Roadrunners. And if Esbrand hits the free throw, we'll be all knotted at 60 apiece. So Esbrand eyes it, skies it, and she ties it. Once again, a swish for Monique Esbrand. We are tied at 60 apiece with only 23.8 seconds remaining in regulation, and it has been an 18-6 run by the State Fair Roadrunners. The Roadrunners have elevated their play really in every way. They've executed on offense, and they've not allowed Mineral Area College to get exactly what they wanted on the offensive end either.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They've played a heck of a game today.
But Mack has one possession to win this thing. So let's see what they come up with.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they could pull this game out. Again, we've talked that this game really is meaningless for the most part, really, for as you're talking about, it's for the region and the end of the year for the Cardinals. So, but you want to come out, on a high if you can, and you want to try to win this game as you're going into next this.
And you don't want to disappoint a great homecoming crowd, you know, here today. So Mack basketball, far sideline, Williams, Holmes, Papa, Bell, Forbes. The five on the floor for Mack. The shot clock is off, 23.8 seconds remaining here in regulation, and you sure don't want to give the Roadrunners a chance with the basketball on the final play of the game. Williams has the basketball, deep left corner, and Gary Cuck wanted to look at what the defense was going to do. Well, there's that mastermind, right? Always working inside of the brain right there. Wanted to look at what the defense was going to do right there. And he calls a quick timeout. Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Kevin, I've got a little feeling here that we're going to have our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game coming up within the next 20 seconds. I have a feeling.
I hope you're right.
I hope I am too. 20.3 seconds remaining in regulation.
I wonder what they're going to do, if they're going to try to look at isolating Holly and try to let Holly just, with about 5 seconds left, let Holly just go and try to win it, or if they're going to let maybe Kiana Williams take it and drive to the hoop, or if they're going to try to kick it out for maybe a Bell three-pointer. I think one of those three is probably what we're going to see here.
I like your first two options. They lob it in for Holly. Holly with it. Head of the circle. Off to Williams with 17. Tied at 60. State Fair and Mineral Area College. 14-13. Williams dribbling it out along the perimeter with 10. 9. Papa setting a screen. 8. 7. Williams dribbles over to the left wing. 5. 4. Williams all the way through. Off the window.
Yes.
Bounced it in. She bounced it in with 2.7 seconds remaining. Kiana Williams off the dribble through two defenders, muscled one off the window, and Mineral Area College leads it 62-60. The freshman comes through calm as ever.
How about that play of the game right there? I tell you, they're going to either isolate the Holly or they're going to let Kiana take it, and I think that's a smart move, and they spread them out and said, okay, we're going to set a screen about the high post and let Kiana take it. They guarded Kiana excellent. They had great defensive, but Kiana did her thing and was able to get through it, made a tough shot and scored and let them go ahead with 62-60 here with 2.7 seconds left.
And finally, after she's smacked by every single teammate, she cracks a smile.
Yeah, you don't see any emotion on her. She's always just steady and steadfast. I'm telling you, she's just
she was poker-faced after she hit the layup.
Yeah.
Now, if State Fair manages to get a shot off outside of the arc, it could still be bad news.
Yeah, because they just called their last timeout, and with under a minute with the timeout, you get to move the ball up. So they're going to be taking the ball out of bounds on their side of the court, so there's still plenty of time for them to get a shot. So if you're Mac, you definitely don't want to foul here, because if you're State Fair, you're going to might do the same thing. You're just going to try 2.7 seconds. You're going to take it to the basket, try to draw a foul here, or do what you can here to get a score here as quick as you can.
We're hoping that you just heard the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Let's see what the defense comes up with. 62-60, Mineral Area College on top. 2.7 seconds left. State Fair basketball. They move from our right to our left. Monique Esfran on the far side of the floor. Coach Cuck says, get your hands up all over the floor. Mac going to play that pack line defense here and see if it can be effective one more time. Esfran to put it in play. The powder blue running some screams. They lob it to the middle. Wide open underneath. Jasmine Williams fumbled it out of bounds with 0.6 seconds to play. The ball squirted through to the middle, and Williams had it wide open underneath the basket and fumbled it out of bounds.
Boy, give Coach Bucher credit. He had the great play drawn up, and they had her wide open under the basket. No one around her. All she's got to do is catch it, bring it down, and shoot it, and the game's tied. She fumbled it as it came through, fumbled it twice as it went out of bounds.
Boy,
poor thing.
Did he ever draw one up, though?
Yeah.
Like you said, they looped her off of two screens
from
the middle to the outside and back again. And I'll tell you what, Esbran threw a beautiful pass to her.
Yeah, oh, it was an excellent play. I tell you what, I got to try to remember that one if I ever get into coaching again, because that was an excellent play by Coach Bucher. And Max lucky to survive that one now. So they've got the ball now with 0.6 seconds, and this game should be over.
So Mineral Area College must now just basically avoid a turnover. You're at the other end of the floor.
No, again, that was our last time out with 0.6 seconds, so Mac will get it on their side of the court. So excellent job for Coach Cuck to save that last time out here. So they'll get it, and like you said, they just got to catch it, and this game's over.
62-60, Mineral Area College leading it here. Kiana Williams to put the ball in play, and she hit the shot that put Mac on top to stay on the last possession. 62-60, our final score. A valiant comeback attempt by the State Fair Roadrunners. They went on an 18-6 run of the fourth quarter to tie it at 60. But Kiana Williams, the hero, and Mineral Area College wins it 62-60 and improves it to 21-7. During the final game of the regular season, the Cardinals will take an 8-2 mark in a Region 16 play into the postseason, and they will play in the Region 16 semifinals Friday night in Jefferson City. We will have it for you at 7:45 on AM 800 KREI. Briley Palmer's right here beside us, so let's go ahead and talk to her about the victory now. And you know what? Let's go in reverse chronology here. Why don't we talk about the end right off the bat? I think Kevin knows your team pretty well, because he said look for an isolation to either Holly Forbes or Kiana Williams on that final play, and you got Kiana isolated. She drove it and, in fact, muscled it through a double team to hit the game winner for you. Is that what you guys wanted?
Yeah, you know, Kiana, you've got to say stuff like that, too, because if not, she just holds back. She's held back on you, and we're hoping that this with Mason and Mason and Nat being out right now, we are expecting this out of Kiana, because now she has to. And I joked with Coach that in practice I'm going to start saying 5, 4, 3, and just see if she'll go to the rim. Because when she's down in pressure situations like that, she does well. And we need her to do that.
Yeah. Kevin talks about that, too. Whenever she does things like that, he comments, I think she can do that whenever she wants
whenever
to.
Whenever she wants. Yeah. Whenever she wants, yep.
She and Holly are so good at that.
Yeah.
Forbes with a – I mean, we hope it's – you have a chance to play another game here.
Right.
So we won't say it's her final game on this floor, but Holly did for you what she always does, another 2010 performance for her. She was fantastic.
Yeah. Holly comes through, and, you know, we've even – I mean – how can you say you need more from her? But we need more, you know, going into the tournament. And she wants to give more. And, because some of Holly's shots tonight she missed, she doesn't normally miss. So, as she does have a good 20 and 13, but Holly's capable of even more.
Yeah. You know who gave you more tonight? You combine what Georgia Sedari and Caitlin Holmes do on an average, and it adds up to 9.8 points. Well, Lalage and McWilliams are obviously not in play. They averaged 23 between them. And what Sedari and Holmes gave you tonight was a combined 29 points. I mean, they really helped out. For Holmes, it was 13 in the first half. Sedari gets 10 of her 16 points in the second half. But, boy, they combined it to really give you a lift in this one.
Right, yeah. And I can't wait to coach them as sophomores. You know, you just see them getting better and having glimpses and – just, you know, they lack experience at this level and the speed and whatnot. So just getting to see that we'll have them back next year is just a kind of a refreshing thing, because right now you're going, they're starting to get it.
You led 54-42 with 8:40 left. And to State Fair's credit, a team that you knocked out early down at their place, I thought they played pretty tough-minded basketball to get in back into it tonight.
Yeah, they did. And when they get going on, you know, making some shots, and a lot of their stuff comes from the offensive side, but when they start knocking in some shots that they're capable of, they get hot, and, you know, then everybody starts getting hot. And I think that's what the stretch that we went on, and we didn't help it because we were turning the ball over or making, you know, taking shots that we normally don't or don't want. And it's tough to play with a lead, especially with having two out, and, you know, everybody's playing a different position right now and kind of playing out of their comfort level, but, you know, it's all going to make us better in the end.
When Kiana Williams hit that game winner with 2.7 seconds remaining, she never even cracked a smile.
I mean,
she has missed poker faces.
Yep.
Every player had to come over and smack her to get a smile out of her. I don't know if you're able, but have you ever tested her heart rate right in the middle of game action? Because I don't know if it ever rises.
I know. And her mom and dad would say the same thing. They just, you know, you got to get on her and get her to go. And, you know, she's a great kid, but she's going to have a great sophomore year as well.
Yeah, I think she's had a very nice freshman year as well. What's the prognosis, Coach, on Mason McWilliams and Natalia Lalich? You do have you have almost a full week before you play in the semifinals of Region 16. What do you think about their availability?
We'll probably evaluate it Monday and just see where they're at. But, you know, of course, our being optimists, we're going to think that they're going to play Friday. And I think they do as well, but they've also got to show us that in practice. So we're going to evaluate them Monday or Tuesday or whatever we decide here, and then just decide what's best for this team going into Friday.
Regular season's over, 21-7 and 8-2 in Region 16. There's a lot to smile about there.
Yeah, very, very much so. Yeah, you can't complain about that. You know, we've had many adversities, had people on and off, and it's just, this is all going to make us better.
I know how much a competitor you are, Briley.
Yeah.
And I know first things first also, you've got the semifinal to deal with here.
Right.
But I also kind of think you want another shot at Three Rivers.
Yeah, I do. And I... You know, you can't overlook people, and Coach gets on me all the time, like, that I do overlook. But it's in a way of saying, you know, Three Rivers is the best team in the region right now. And so if we're practicing towards Three Rivers every day, it only can help us.
Yeah.
And, I have a little pride issue with the Three Rivers team, so I want to play them. I want to play them again, and we're capable of playing a good game against them and beating them. So I'm excited to get this week of practice and prepare and see what happens here, you know, going into Friday. I love this week.
Happy homecoming.
Yeah, thanks, Ted.
Briley Palmer and the Mineral Area College Cardinals victorious today, 62-60. We're going to step aside for 1 minute, and when we come back, more of your Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Kevin and I will break down all the numbers for you in this one. We'll do that in 1 minute as the Mac ladies win it late, 62-60.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Hey, And you're listening to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show right here on AM 800 KREI as we take you through some of the numbers here. Jack, just let me know through my ear here whenever we have our play of the game ready to go, and we'll go ahead and do that as well. And let's go ahead and do that right now, and we'll give you a little intro to it. Mineral Area College leading at 54-42 with 8:40 remaining in the ball game, but an 18-6 run by the State Fair Roadrunners tied it at 60-60, and with under 5 seconds to play, Kiana Williams. They lob it in for Holly. Holly with it, head of the circle, off to Williams with 17. Tied at 60, State Fair and Mineral Area College. 14-13, Williams dribbling it out along the perimeter with 10. 9, Papa setting a screen, 8-7. Williams dribbles over to the left wing, 5-4. Williams all the way through, off the window, bounced it in! She bounced it in with 2.7 seconds remaining. Kiana Williams off the dribble through two defenders, muscled one off the window, and Mineral Area College leads it 62-60. Well, we found out her cape size today as she becomes the hero. Kiana scores only 6 points but gets the game winner right there on our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. The State Fair Roadrunners get 14 points from Monique Esbrand. Jasmine Williams scores 4. Sahara Bamba with 14. 16 for Nakia White. Jasmine Elston scores 6. 2 points for Daylon Tay and 4 for Farah Mezador. The Cardinals get 6 from Kiana Williams. Caitlin Ohm scores 13 all in the first half. Georgia Sederi, a very close honorable mention for our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. She gets 16. Reed Papa with 2. Laney Bell had 5. But Holly Forbes in what could be her final game here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. The All-American Kevin plays like it once again. Leads the team in scoring with 20, in rebounding with 13, and assists with 4. Yeah. She's got to be our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game.
And you said we had a couple of honorable mentions there. Caitlin Holmes, definitely the player of the first half. Sederi, probably the player of the third quarter. But overall, you got to give it to Holly Forbes. Excellent game, led in all those categories. Shoots 50%, goes 2-2 from the free throw line. Nice job tonight, Holly Forbes.
Let's check out what else you see on our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City.
Well, we talked in the first half how the Cards really kept, in the first half, kept the Roadrunners to shooting 31%. Well, the Roadrunners shot 60% in the second half.
Oh, my.
So that overall in the game, they ended up shooting 44%. They were 23 of 52. Max still shot better than them. Max shot 28 of 55 at 51%. The three-pointers, they shot a few more threes. They were 4 of 14. Mack only made one three-pointer in this whole game. They were 1 of 11 on threes. And but they did go 5 for 5 from the free-throw line, so that was good for Mack as well. And the Roadrunners go 10 of 13, shooting 76%. So anyway, so overall, the Roadrunners really shot the ball in the second half, and that's how they ended up making a game out of it. We said they're a good team, but they just haven't shot the ball very well. They did in the second half, but Mack had just enough to hang on.
They sure did, and Kiana Williams wins it with 2.7 seconds remaining. So fantastic game, and congratulations to the Mineral Area College ladies as they win it 62-60.